about practice
100 more times between now and the game and not get any better.
And a gentleman, the lone fan,
big fan, yeah, he
wandered up.
Yeah, I think the audio will do most of the talking here, but George Dunham was pitching, and we had a guy show up on the gate and start yelling Hot Sports Opinions at us.
Would you describe this man as...
Well, again, I think the audio would probably...
maybe without a home?
Without a tooth, I would start with. Definitely without a home.
Okay, so...
Well, give us a little bit of a visual. How old was this guy?
Probably late 60s.
You can't tell. He could have been 35.
Yeah, gray hair, not a tooth in him, but some purple nubs in his mouth, I believe, that... was throwing me off a little, but I mean, I think European maybe, because he may be foreign or not, but he was speaking English.
Now, you noticed him first off because he was relieving himself?
Well, sure. When I went to get my iPhone to do an exclusive interview with him, then he was leaning on a tree, but he wasn't just leaning, so that's where we start.
Okay.
Right.
He's using the bathroom right now. Yeah, right here on the right field. Y'all down there?
Oh, God. You're
sure? He's all zipped up.
Yeah.
There you go. So you're out here supporting the great game, I notice. You're a baseball fan?
No, I love you. I'm in my hand. In my hand, I guess I will wait with me in my hand. And you love your little beautiful fly ball.
Yeah. Pause it right here, are you, please. Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this man...
Whoa.
Now, I've asked several people who are out there. They all say that they thought... he was of Anglo descent. This was just his communication skill. This is his level of communication. Did you see him try to?
Yeah, that was the one that pointed out to Mike, because he was behind George in behind the cage, like heckling him in gibberish.
While George was pitching?
Yeah.
So he's a fan of our team. Good for him.
I asked him that question.
Do you think that he... I mean, it sounded like he may have been Oriental there at the beginning, but no trace of that?
No, he is a Caucasian, I think. I would guess European, because he is speaking English. There's a few decipherable words, but... yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what his deal was.
All right.
Do you think, are you a fan of the Musers or the Hardline as far as the great game goes?
Okay, I can live in me. And then leave me street. And I'm low, I'm a host.
Yeah.
And my hand go all west.
We can count on your support next Thursday at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. You'll be there.
I like it.
Yeah!
I can't get a lot around red.
I hear you loud and clear. I saw you especially giving Chris House a hard time. You hate the top 10 as much.
I can't. With you, you're right.
Stop it.
He almost sounds like a lucid Native American. Like what you would see in Dances with Wolves or something. He's so drunk, though. He can't afford drugs.
He wasn't consuming or imbibing when we saw him. He was just walking.
But he was messed up, clearly.
Mm. Yeah. Something was up. Because he launches into a series of numbers here in a moment.
All right.
Wrong way.
Oh, yes. All right, buddy.
I can, buddy.
All right.
Okay, yeah, buddy.
No, I don't want to shake your hand. You just went to the bathroom, remember?
One, two,
yep.
Three, five, four. 70 $145. I love you.
Wait.
I heard him say I love you.
Yeah. Okay, I heard 1, 2, 3, 17, 45, 100. Correct?
I think those are the numbers from Lost he was reciting.
And then he tells you that he loves you.
He loved me.
And you fire
Who
back.
Doesn't?
You fire back with this.
Yeah, I don't want to shake your hand. You just went to the bathroom, remember?
One, two,
yep.
Three, five, four, 70, $145. I love you, bro.
I love you, buddy.
But not a big secret, and not a wrong way.
Who's going to win the big game? Who's going to win the game next Thursday? Either Musers or Hardline. Just say one. Musers or Hardline. Which one? Musers or Hardline. Go.
My person, nice occasion. Everybody, blind man. I love you. Why is it me, my heart?
All right.
Ro-ro-ball.
Thank you for your the tickets certainly appreciate your support. I think we have another practice next Monday. We appreciate if you be here. We might suit you up.
Yeah.
All right.
No, bro.
Last word.
My ears. My back.
I hear you, buddy. All right.
Good talk. My eye.
Yeah.
My Rosever Seekers and her Florer.
Point made.
General Billy Pentagonili.
God.
Wow.
All right.
No,
I just eased away here.
Hey.
That's a fact. All right, bud.
Hey, Jova, my guy, Jova. Hey, Jova.
She's saying Jawal.
We got a Jawal moment.
Yeah.
Sang the Jawal song.
Wow.
Dude.
Well, you should have given him a ticket.
Or a t-shirt.
Or a t-shirt, yeah.
Or maybe some diamond-cut jeans.
So you opted not to shake the hand.
No. Went for the no-shake.
That was a good move. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yep.
All right, up next, let's take a look at some of the other series.